This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Square Out Sports Podcast. I'm the host of this podcast, Lane Frank. We're now episode 168. It's 168 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. We're into the second round of the NBA playoffs. MLB got a lot of action going on there. Entering the summer months of sports, get ready for an action-packed episode 168. Let's hop into it. Let's start off episode 168. How we always do with our headlines in the NBA. First thing in the NBA, everybody's going to get mad at me saying, oh, you say this about the Lakers, that about the Lakers. They fired Darvin Ham, and that's what we're going to lead with right here in the headlines. Darvin Ham is out after 2 years as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, and he made the conference finals in his first year as head coach and had a rough year in year two. Now, I'm not going to be biased just because I interviewed Darvin Ham. I think Darvin Ham was a good head coach, and I thought that he should have stayed on as Lakers head coach. Nope, they're going to switch things up and go a different direction. I felt like firing Frank Vogel was a little bit of a force fire, and also Darvin Ham maybe a little bit of a force hire because he was the best option, wasn't necessarily the best candidate you could have had all time, because wait a year, maybe there's better candidates. Now this year, there's not great candidates. Maybe you go at a J.J. Redick, maybe you go for a Monty Williams, maybe you go for somebody else, try to steal somebody away from another NBA team. I wouldn't be shocked to see Doc Rivers in the Los Angeles Lakers locker room next season. Just saying. Doc Rivers, a lot of bad things going on in Milwaukee. Now, does Doc Rivers want that Lakers job? I'm not too sure. Just a little opinion I'm throwing out right there. But Darvin Ham out after 2 years of head coach as Los Angeles Lakers. Great stuff going on in the NBA, though. Oklahoma City Thunder, one seed, took care of business. They got that sweep, easy sweep, or Zion Williamson, New Orleans Pelicans. Is Zion Williamson becoming irrelevant in today's NBA? You see guys like Anthony Edwards, who were drafted a year after Zion Williamson, becoming the face of the league. Zion Williamson, 2019, that draft class is struggling right now. Look at a guy like Tyler Hero, who can't stay healthy. Look at a guy like Ja Morant, who seemingly was giving the face of the league and then fell off a cliff. Look at RJ Barrett, who never got on the cliff himself. And now Zion Williamson, same thing going on. We always thought Zion Williamson would take that next step. We're not seeing it yet. It's my opinion. Oklahoma City Thunder, though, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is leading this team. They've got a great supporting cast. Mark Daigle-Knut, one of the best coaches in the NBA. I love it right there. But they're going to have a tough second round matchup going up against the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is still undefeated in playoff closeout games, winning game 6 over the Los Angeles Clippers. Great game that was right there. Clippers, some things to think about. We're going to talk about them later this episode. But congrats to the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd. Could he be a candidate for this Lakers drop? Swipe him away from Dallas. Things are going great in Dallas. I don't see that happening. But Mavericks, moving on to the second round. Denver Nuggets, they're getting off to a slow start in the second round. Defending champions taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves rolling right now. Something I love to see. Interesting thing I saw, a Nuggets executive, former Nuggets executive, who basically built up this whole team, got them Jokic, got them Jamal Murray. Now it's Minnesota Timberwolves, building them up a little bit. A little interesting thing right there. But Timberwolves on fire right now. Up 2-0, heading back to Minnesota. Stuff we'd love to see right there. My New York Knicks, everybody, on fire. What a great series that was against the Philadelphia 76ers. I think that's a way tougher matchup than the Indiana Pacers. Only trouble thing with the Knicks is injuries. And a lot of people are going to poke the bear at Tom Thibodeau and say injuries are because he plays the players 45 minutes a game. Look at any box score of any playoff team. You'll see, Knicks aren't the only team doing it. It's the playoffs. You're going to play your starters more. You're going to a 7-man rotation. Now, Knicks might overdo it a little bit more than the other teams. But still, Tom Thibodeau knows what he's doing. Bohan Bogdanovic out for the rest of the playoffs. Mitchell Robinson almost down for the rest of the playoffs. It's looking like 6 to 8 weeks. Don't think that's enough time to come back for the finals. And Julius Randle already out for the rest of the season. But still, Knicks, great upside they have right now. Winning game two, Jalen Brunson, I mean, showing his inner Michael Jordan in the way he's playing. We love to see it right there. Knicks, the Villanova Knicks, popping off right now. Indiana Pacers, again, they had a great series against the Milwaukee Bucks. Down 1-0 right now to the New York Knicks, the time is recording. Boston Celtics taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. Boston Celtics versus Cavs, I think that's going to be a great series. Something we haven't seen since 2018, Celtics versus Cavs, that LeBron final year in Cleveland Conference Finals series. What a great series that was. Went to 7, remember that series vividly. Boston goes up 2-0. Cavs tie at 2-2. Cavs go up 3-2, 3-3, 4-3. Cleveland wins it. Can we see a series like that this week in the NBA? Cavs versus Celtics, new eras for both teams. Tatum was on that Celtics team. Cavs team, really new, fresh team. Darius Garland, J.B. Bickerstaff, Donovan Mitchell. It's going to be a great series right there. Look out for Celtics-Cavs and Timberwolves-Nuggets to be two of the best series we've had in a long time. And I posted that on the Squared Sports Instagram. Go follow at Squared Sports. Let's switch things over to the NFL. Not too much news in the NFL. Obviously, we had the great NFL draft about a week ago. But Odell Beckham Jr., once one of the stars of the NFL, signing with the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be a good wide receiver trio. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham Jr., all down on South Beach. Could be a pretty good wide receiver trio out there for Tua Tagovailoa. In the MLB, Padres made a massive deal on Friday night, getting Luis Urias over from the Miami Marlins. Batting champion last season, batting 350, got off to a slow start this year, 4-for-4 in his first game as San Diego Padre. That's big for the Padres. Marlins tanking the season a little bit. Let's see the moves they're going to make. Reigning champions, Texas Rangers. I predicted them to have a slow start to the season, and they haven't had the best start, but they put up 15 runs in the first four innings against Oakland Athletics. Athletics aren't no easy step over this year, everybody, especially with their nice closer, Mason Miller. Rangers, great one for them right there. 15-4, final. Over Oakland Athletics, but again, 15 runs in those first four innings, something that caught my eye right there. Another team on fire in MLB right now, Philadelphia Phillies, playing like the best team in MLB, best team then, at least, on fire. Let's go, Philadelphia Phillies. I think they're about 21-8 right now. Love to see that stuff right there out in Philadelphia. Phillies, how far can they go this season? Leave thoughts in the comments. And last thing right here in the headlines, Shohei Ohtani has been raking at the plate lately. Love to see it. Got off to a slow start in his Dodgers career. Now he's batting over 300, playing great baseball. Can't wait to see him as a pitcher next year when he comes back from Tommy John surgery. But Ohtani looking like he can win another MVP, this time in National League. That's about it for the headlines. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, take the week. This week's take the week is near and dear to my heart about the New York Knicks, my New York Knicks. Oh, I'm loving what I'm seeing from them right now. Now, I always talk about the Knicks on the show, but one thing I've noticed about this Knicks team that is different from any other big market team, not just in the NBA, but in all of sports. When you think of a big market team, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look at the Los Angeles Clippers. Look at the Brooklyn Nets at one point in time. They didn't build their team off of maybe one good player and then a bunch of role players that really complement that good player. It turned into a great team. Maybe don't go that traditional rebuild route like the Denver Nuggets did, getting that role player at one point, Nikola Jokic, who turns into the best player in the league. Jamal Murray, decent guard, turns into a very sustainable top 15, top 20 player in the NBA. That's something the New York Knicks have done. Instead of going the way that New York fans, big market fans hate, which is not getting that big superstar when you have all that cap space, not going for that big trade. What the Knicks did was they did the rebuild, not getting the high draft pick, but getting the right players on this team. Jalen Brunson is the best free agent signing maybe of all time, definitely of this century, tied up there with Kevin Durant to Golden State, even maybe even topping Kevin Durant to Golden State with the fight Jalen Brunson has had at Madison Square Garden. OG Anunoby fit this team perfectly. Julius Randle has fit this team perfectly. We don't know his future in New York, but still, Tom Thibodeau maybe isn't the most lovable big market type of head coach. He's not the biggest name. Some players don't like to play for him. He gets the job done, and that's what's been great stuff for the New York Knicks. Dante DiVincenzo, maybe it's not such a high flashy name, but New York fans are growing to love him. Everybody's growing to love this New York team. Maybe Stume Villanova players. Josh Hart has been amazing. One of the best rotation players we've seen forever in the NBA. Knicks are doing things the right way, and it's working out. Now, I don't know how far they're going to go because of how bad this bench depth is right now with these injuries, with more stuff piling off in the New York Knicks. But I can tell you this, New York Knicks have done their rebuild the right way, in the fun way that I think all sports fans can appreciate. Something I want to point out right here, my New York Mets, which are a great team, they had a great team in 2022 because they went after the big stars. They got Chris Bassett, they got Starling Marte, they got Jacob deGrom back, they got Max Scherzer, and then they got Justin Verlander the year after. Where is that team now? Well, most of those guys are gone off of that team. Mets have struggled. Francisco Lindor hasn't fully lived up to the hype of his time in Queens. Pete Alonso is still searching for that magical rookie season again. It's different getting superstars and getting the right players in your team, which the New York Knicks have done. That's my take of the week. New York Knicks, in a big market where sometimes seems hard to do something like this, they've done it. Credit to Tom Thibodeau, credit to Leon Rose, credit to everybody in that New York Knicks Madison Square Garden organization. Let's go, Knicks. That's my take of the week this week. Now, this week's top five is a fun one. The top five failed super teams of recent memory. That's across all sports. Failed super teams. Let's hop into it. Number five, the World Baseball Classic team from the USA in 2023. Yes, I know they made the championship game, but they lost with the best stars in the world in their team to guys who aren't even playing in MLB in Japan. Let me talk about this Team USA roster really quick. Now, the pitching wasn't top tier, but that's one thing right there. At catcher, you had some great players. At first base, you had Pete Alonso. At second base, you had Jeff McNeil. In the outfield, you had Mookie Betts. In the outfield, you also had Mike Trout. You had a bunch of great players on this team and couldn't get the job done. Trey Turner at shortstop. Bunch of other great guys in this team that should have won them World Baseball Classic when you had the best hitters and some of the best pitchers from America, who has most MLB players in the league right now. Couldn't get it done. Couldn't get the championship. Number five, World Baseball Classic team, USA 2023. Number four, this one might tick a little people off. The Los Angeles Rams from 2017 to 2020. Yes, I know they won the championship, the Super Bowl, 2021, 2022. That whole roster was a rebuild from what happened 2017, 2020. Everyone knows before that, the Rams are horrible. That's how they got the number one pick. That's how they got Jared Goff, Chris Long, a few other good players, Greg Robinson. But then things switched up. They ended up getting Marcus Peters, ended up getting Brandon Cooks, ended up getting Todd Gurley, who was good for a few years, made a Super Bowl, and then from there, everything collapsed. They had a bad year in 2020, barely made the playoffs, won a game, but then they really said, we need to fix things up. Todd Gurley was no longer on that team. Jared Goff was no longer on that team. Marcus Peters was no longer on that team. That was a failed super team in my eyes because they went big. They went for the all-star team, and they didn't get it done. Couldn't win a championship. Couldn't win a Super Bowl in that three-year span, 2017, 2020. Eventually redid things, got Matthew Stafford, and it worked out for them getting the Super Bowl. But that's number four right there. Really, the only centerpieces that stayed were Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp from that Rams franchise. Four, Rams franchise from 2017 to 2020. Number three, another LA team, bring it on, the Lakers from 2021 to 2023. Kendrick Perkins at one point said this, give me the greatest NBA team of all time because they had washed up Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis on that team. That team accomplished almost nothing. They had Andre Drummond at one point, Kyle Kuzma. Lakers struggled. Maybe this goes on Rob Pelinka, but they'll never fire Rob Pelinka. Even if they should, they won't. That whole team, that whole rebuild might be finished now. That whole dream they had of building on Westbrook, who's gone. Building on LeBron James, who might be gone. Building on Anthony Davis, who might be their future, but still, they couldn't even win to get to the finals in that span. Really wouldn't even say they won to get a playoff series. That last year, 2023, Westbrook wasn't on that team anymore. That's my thoughts right there. Lakers, 2021 to 2023. Number two, this one's a little bit interesting. Let's switch things over to the college game. North Carolina basketball, 2022. North Carolina basketball, 2022-2023 season was ranked number one in the country, and they didn't make the NCAA tournament. The only number one team ever to not make the NCAA tournament, and this team was so hyped up after the national championship run the year before because everybody came back. Caleb Love came back. RJ Davis came back. Armando Bacot came back. Leaky Black came back. Everybody came back for this team, and they didn't even make the tournament after being preseason number one, just like I called it that whole year. That's number two on failed super teams, and you guys know who number one is. Number one is the Brooklyn Nets when they had Kevin Durant, former MVP. Blake Griffin, former superstar. James Harden, former MVP. Kyrie Irving, former champion who won the game winner for the Cavs in that 2016 championship. The best point guard in the NBA at the time. This super team failed mightily, and I won't give up on it. The most failed super team of all time is the Brooklyn Nets. That's my thoughts right there. That's my top five. Leave your thoughts and top five in the comments. Now, did you know, this week's Day Knows, did you know the most seasons by an MLB player stealing a base without getting caught stealing is 10 seasons by, guess who? Greg Maddux, everybody. So, the most seasons in a row to have at least one stolen base without ever being caught stealing was by the pitcher Greg Maddux for 10 seasons in a row. Didn't know that? Leave down in the comments. It's Baffert. Did you know this week? Now let's bring back a segment we haven't done in a very long time. End of an era. We actually did this episode on episode 1 of Squared Sports. Now we're doing this segment again on episode 168 of Squared Sports because it's lasting that long, everybody. The era that has ended this week is the Los Angeles Clippers, everybody. Now, I know some of you might say they're just going to run it back next year and things will be the exact same. I care to disagree. I don't think they run it back with Tyronn Lue. I don't think they run it back with Paul George. Not sure if they run it back with James Harden. I think the only still piece on this team might be Kawhi Leonard. So they've got an end of an era. Let's bring things back all the way to 2019. In 2019, Doc Rivers is the head coach, and they have a bad year. They have Blake Griffin no longer on the team, Chris Paul no longer on the team. So they're like, okay, we need to fix something. Let's get some superstars. Kawhi Leonard decides to go to the Clippers instead of the Lakers. Great choice right there. And it works out really, really well for him. Getting Paul George team up with him. They get that trade. Paul George heads over from the Thunder to the Clippers. Big piece in that trade was guess who? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And we've only seen one of those first-round picks be used, and that was 2022. We still have picks in 2026, 2024, 2027, 2025 being used from that trade, which will come back to haunt them even more. But Shai is looking like this year's NBA MVP, and that's tough for them right there. So 2019, bad year. You bring in a new team, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Doc Rivers still the head coach. 2020, you're in the bubble. You're up 17, up 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinals. And you're about to advance over to the Western Conference finals. You end up losing that game, goes 3-2, and you lose the series in 7 to Denver Nuggets. Terrible right there. Terrible collapse. Doc Rivers is out as head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. Okay, 2021, good season. Get a great upset over the 1-seed Utah Jazz, and you make the Western Conference Finals. That's something to build on right there. 2022, you miss the playoffs. You're the 8-seed going into the play-in, and you lose both games to miss the playoffs. For me, I would have fired Tyronn Lue right there. Clippers, they didn't do that. In 2023, Clippers losing 5 in the first round of the Phoenix Suns. Another abysmal season. What'd they do? They said, okay, run it back. Let's see what happens. They ran it back, everybody. Same thing happens again. Losing 6 to the Dallas Mavericks. And now we really have to think about some things. This is an end of an era for the Los Angeles Clippers. It's sad. I don't know what the next steps are going to be. Some bad trades. What if you just stuck, trust the process? Didn't get those superstars back in 2019. Didn't get James Harden this year. Kept Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What if you had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Kawhi Leonard? Did you need Paul George? No. They don't need Paul George now. That's why they're not giving him the max deal. That's why he's probably going to end up leaving this offseason. That's my thoughts. That's the end of an era for Los Angeles Clippers. What do you think about this Clippers team, this Clippers franchise? Where are they headed? They've got a new stadium, new rebrand coming. I don't know what the future of this franchise is. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, around the bases, we are 1 month into this year's MLB season, so that means it's time for some MLB hot takes. I'm going to be trying to do this every month throughout the MLB season. Here are post-April hot takes for MLB. Let's hop into it. The first one, the Yankees need to move heaven and earth this offseason to keep Juan Soto a Yankee. You go on any sports page and you'll see stat leaders for the Yankees, OPS, Juan Soto, hits, Juan Soto, RBIs, Juan Soto, home runs, Juan Soto. The only piece that they should keep on this team is Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Those are the only two pieces. If you have to get rid of everybody else and have a two-man roster to keep Juan Soto, heck, you do it. Obviously, that's impossible, but I'm just saying, keep Juan Soto, keep Aaron Judge, keep those two players together. Maybe you have a payroll of $700 million between those two players because of Judge's massive contract, and maybe you have to give Soto about $300 million. I'm okay with that if you're a Yankees fan. Yankees, if they want to win championships, Juan Soto needs to be a cornerstone next to Aaron Judge in that outfield right there. Next one, Astros should sell at the trade deadline. Jose Altuve is not going to be great forever. Some of these guys aren't going to be great forever. Jose Abreu is not going to be great forever. Justin Verlander definitely won't be great forever, but you can't sell him. Alex Bregman's a free agent after this offseason, so sell at the deadline. You're not winning a World Series this year. You have a new manager. It's time to move on from some of these pieces. That great one-year World Series in 2017 and one-year World Series in 2022. You want to get rid of every controversy you've had. Get rid of these guys. Keep on to Kyle Tucker. Keep on to Chaz McCormick. Keep on to those young guys on this team. What you ruined was training for Justin Verlander again last year, who hasn't pitched much for you when you gave up Ryan Clifford, Andrew Gilbert, two of the game's top prospects right now. When you picked up Jose Abreu, who just said to get sent down to Ricky Abel because he was batting below .50 .50 he was batting below. Not below one, below .50 for Jose Abreu. Astros need to sell. GM Dana Brown said today, we're not going to do that. Well, that's stupid. You need to sell this team right here. Sell your best players. My opinion right there. Start fresh, Houston Astros. Next one, and another big one, Stephen Vogt of the Cleveland Guardians should be manager of the year. Now, this guy was just finished playing baseball. He's about 37 years old, fresh out of the locker room as a player, and now he's in there as a manager. He has no managerial experience before this, and he's, I mean, had a great club all year long. They're about 22-11. Guardians played some great baseball. Love that stuff right there. Stephen Vogt, so far, is manager of the year in my eyes. Next one, another fiery one that you guys might like. The Rockies are the worst franchise in sports. Not just the MLB, in sports. I know I just ragged on the Los Angeles Clippers, but the Rockies are 10 times worse. When was the last time the Rockies were in the playoffs? A while ago. When was the last time the Rockies had real success in the playoffs? About never. So there's some issues right now with this Colorado Rockies franchise. They've had nothing, no publicity since Nolan Arenado. They have Chris Bryant on a massive deal who hasn't done anything since he stepped in the Rocky Mountains. Has done nothing with this team. No pitcher will ever want to go there. It's a dumpster over there in Colorado for the Rockies. It's a dumpster of a baseball franchise. Dumpster of a place to be in as a baseball team. No disrespect to Colorado, the state, or Denver, the city. It's just a bad baseball city to be in. Bad baseball state to be in. My thoughts right there, Rockies are the worst. Worst franchise in pro sports. The way they run things too. You got nothing out of that Nolan Arenado deal when you could have got something out of it. Another hot take. And the last one in around the bases, the closer position is the most important position in baseball right now. Right now. Not of all time. Right now. When you have a game, you have a great lead, maybe a one-run lead going to the ninth inning, eighth inning. If you can have a guy go in there for one innings, two innings, whatever it might be, shut down that game for you where you know it's an automatic, easy win. That's some great stuff right there. Edwin Diaz missed the whole last season for the New York Mets, and I counted about 15 to 20 games where if Edwin played, the Mets could have won those games. If Edwin were healthy, they would have won those games because instead of someone having to pitch the ninth inning, instead of their regular eighth inning, and the guy who would have pitched the seventh inning is not pitching the eighth inning or not pitching at all, then they collapse that game. Instead of Edwin Diaz going in there for that ninth inning, Mason Miller, great for the Athletics, looking like one of the best young closers in the game. Edwin Diaz, a great closer. Aroldis Chapman has always been a great closer. Some great closers in today's game. Ryan Helsley, look at the other few guys. Closer position is the most valuable position in baseball right now, in my opinion. That's about for my hot takes post-April of our MLB season. Leave your thoughts in the comments. It's about for Around the Bases this week. Now, at the buzzer, this week's At the Buzzer is, and I put it out on the Squared Sports Instagram, who had the better rookie season now that it's all said and done? Now that Victor Wembanyama has one rookie of the year, who had a better rookie season? LeBron James or Victor Wembanyama? Let's point out some comparisons right here. Neither of them made the playoffs their rookie year. Neither of them made the All-Star team their rookie year. And one of them is the best basketball player of all time. Not saying it's going to happen for Victor Wembanyama. I hope it happens for Victor Wembanyama. But LeBron James right now is the best basketball player in the game all time. Victor Wembanyama had a great rookie season, put up some freakishly historic stats, and it's scary to think this might have just been his worst season of his NBA career. Let that sink in. At the buzzer this week was who had the better NBA career, LeBron James or Victor Wembanyama? Leave your answer in the comments. Now, question day. This week's question day is Anthony Edwards the future or currently the face of the NBA? Love to see it right there. I know the NBA really wants Anthony Edwards to be the face of the league. Ant-Man, loving his swagger, loving his play style, looking like a young Michael Jordan out there on the court. He said, I don't want to be Michael Jordan. I want to be Anthony Edwards, and I love that. Ant-Man playing great on the court. He's a great personality off the court. Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. That's about the question of the day this week. Is Anthony Edwards the face of the league? That's Bob for Squared Sports and Land Frank, episode 168. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on X at Squared Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review for the best sports content in the world. Be back here next week, episode 169. Stay tuned.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.